you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. X-Go, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? X-Go, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Ryan Bailey and Zach Noe Towers join the show. We talk about rowdy chump behavior and my new billboards. Plus, the chumps share how they'd kill me. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
We are not even going to discuss Zach's sweatshirt today. What? It is very inappropriate. It is not.
This is a family show.
Yeah, it's what? not Halloween themed. However, I do like your costume, Oscar.
Thank you.
You are Doc. What is it?
Martin.
Kevorkian.
Doc Brown from Back to the Future.
That's the boots, honey.
It's been a while since I've seen that movie. And then, what are you, Jameson?
I'm Zach's worst nightmare.
Worst nightmare.
I'm a Disney adult. I have my Disney crossbody bag. I have my Mickey. He's dressed as a vampire. And I have my Mickey ears.
Cute.
Thank
so
you.
So scary.
It looks like,
no, it's when they're smiling.
I'm here to give you a churro. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Oh, my God. Wow. It looks natural.
Thank
it
you, Ryan.
I love the churros, actually.
Thank you.
Now, Ryan, what I like about you is you're a very professional guy. You have a very successful podcast, So Bad It's Good, with Ryan Bailey. It's on Monday through Friday. Now, we've decided, we found this area of the studio where it's our best lighting, really.
Yeah.
So there was something that I just do naturally every day, and I didn't realize it was strange until you pointed it out. When we walk by the gender-neutral bathrooms, the doors are always closed, so I always knock on them. And so as we were walking through, I knocked on it, and kept walking. And you were like, started giggling a little bit. And then on the way back, I just do it naturally. I knocked on it again. And then, Kian, what happened? What did the guy say? There was some guy in there. And he's like,
somebody's in here.
Hey, there's somebody in here. And I don't know why. I know it's very childish, but I find it very funny.
Oh,
and I do it every day.
Because you did it to Jameson. You did it to Jameson, and you heard tears.
You heard
tears.
We should also point out, it's a pocket door. It swings, and it's only one bathroom.
One
so
toilet,
when you
yeah.
knock on it, the door shakes. You know, and someone's in there. I'm assuming they're using the bathroom. So it's very jarring for that door to be
shaking.
I
just don't know why they need to go in there. Because it's like the three of us, so we all cross-stream today. It was
yeah,
Zach,
it was
me, and Kian.
Fucking hot. We braided our dicks.
Thanks.
Okay. Ew!
Thanks. Wow. Not included again. Not included again with the crossing streams.
I asked you if you wanted to cross-stream with us. And
I didn't
said,
know that's what you meant.
Yeah,
I
mean,
what else could that possibly mean?
I thought it was something with the fancy water out there.
No.
We
all go and we pee on Jameson.
Okay.
Happy Halloween.
At this point, we should just say what Zach's sweater says. It's already gone.
No, I can't.
Okay.
We're not going to address
all right.
that.
Got it.
Oh, really?
Check out the video.
You love it. You're smiling a little bit.
It's backwards.
It's
I'm not
backwards,
say it.
And that's what makes it okay to wear in public.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Because kids
what
can't
if
read
you're
backwards.
I'm dyslexic, so I read it right away. Truly.
It says eat my ass, but backwards.
All the dyslexic kids can read that. So, yes.
Well, thank God.
I don't know. Now, you were saying that we were Jamie Kennedy. You know, he's got a big chump following now at his stand-up.
Mm.
He does so much traveling, so do you.
Yeah.
Now, you're finding that the chumps are really the most aggressive of all the audience members?
Listen.
I'm so sorry.
4 out of 5 experiences with a chump are good. A doctor recommends 4 out of 5 interactions with a chump. It's that fucking squirrely fifth interaction.
Yeah.
These women, when they share 2 bottles of white wine, they turn into a coven of witches. And the cackling, and they're trying to help. I know they're trying to help. They're trying to be engaged. But it is the most distracting thing I've ever had to deal with as a performer. Because everything. Yeah! Me too, girl! Oh, my God, Kelly! Kelly, tell him what you said earlier! I'm like, this is not a two-way interaction. And then they're like a velociraptor because I'm looking at this table right in front of me, and then out of the corner of my eye, I see one stand up behind me, and she's like, I'm a chump too!
I'm so sorry.
You know, their money's good.
I feel like I have to make excuses for the chumps.
I know. You know what? I knew what I was signing up for.
Yeah.
But
if you or anyone you know have been hurt by a chump, you are entitled to compensation.
Yes.
They're just invested.
They love you and your people. I'm going to say too much.
Too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
Dr. Donna, we need you. Yeah.
Any therapist would say, let's take a chill pill.
But you kind of love them as much as...
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they love me. Because they love
you. The crazier, the better.
It's like a little trickle down.
You just made your next show that much worse. They're going to come in so hot now at the next show.
Don't.
When is the next show?
Don't.
I'm opening for Taylor Tomlinson all this coming, like, Thursday through Sunday in Florida. So there's three cities. Tampa, I think, Orlando, and St. Petersburg. Is that a place?
Yes, it is.
And yeah, you can find tickets at my
ZachNoeTowers.com. Okay, so you when are you going to Florida then? Are you going tomorrow?
Thursday.
Wow. So where do you start?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really pay attention to.
Yeah, it's kind of. I do the same thing with Shane. I'm like, where am I going tomorrow? Yeah. No, the same thing happens.
Somewhere in Florida, though. That's exciting.
You know? Congratulations.
Thank you.
Halloween. What are you guys doing for Halloween tonight?
Packing for BravoCon. That's kind of spooky in itself.
You're going to BravoCon tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
Originally supposed to go tomorrow.
Get my sea legs because it's going to be too. It's crazy.
Is tomorrow the chill day?
Yeah, tomorrow's the chill day. I just got to do a couple recording things in the afternoon, but that's it.
I thought Thursday's the chill day. Thursday, we're going already?
Yeah, Thursday. There's things that I have to run around to. No, I just, doing a couple recording things, and then the parties start on Thursday.
Will you be pre-recording then? You're going to pre-record.
Yeah.
So do you also record Thursday and Friday? Live?
Yeah, I'll probably do some of that from the hotel room, but tonight I have to watch Salt Lake, do a Salt Lake recap tonight, which will last a couple of hours, and then go to Vegas, find a way to watch the second episode of Beverly Hills, record that on Thursday for Friday. So it's just, at least if I can just be in one place. If I get to Vegas, then that's already that much.
Did you find a podcast studio that you rent, or are you just going to...
No, I've got a little personal podcasting thing with a Shure mic that I just take anywhere.
I see.
And I just go in a closet and then amp it up and post.
So then you'll be there. What BravoCon doesn't start till Friday, though.
Friday, yeah. Yeah. You're kicking it all off, I think.
Friday morning.
Yeah.
Are you really?
Ask Andy.
Are you the keynote speaker?
No.
First panel.
Do they have that, though?
No, I don't think they do.
Andy.
What do I have to do? I have to do some Bravo Palooza thing.
Yeah, you're doing Ask Andy at 10 o'clock, and then there's two separate levels of VIP meet and greets events.
There's two levels of VIP?
He's doing two separate things throughout the day.
Oh, wow.
One's VIP, one's VV.
But I was going to ask you, I'm done at 2:30, and they said, you can feel free to hang out. Are there any panels, do you think, that I'd want to see on Friday afternoon?
I'm not, the Friday, I don't know if the Summer House panel, I don't know if you watch Summer House. Okay, so Summer House is going to be wild because Lindsay Hubbard and Carl Radke broke off their engagement, and they're going to be on stage together, so that's going to be huge. Beverly Hills, I don't know if Beverly Hills is on Friday or not, but I want to see if Kyle Richards has a face tattoo by then, because she's getting tatted everywhere. Those would be the two that I'm really wanting to see. And then, of course, the Vanderpump Rules, but I think that's on Saturday.
Yes, because we're only there on Friday, and then we leave Saturday.
It's Atlanta. It's Dubai. Oh. It's...
Are you doing any of the shows like Cabaret Me?
I'm doing Cabaret Me, yeah.
Oh, what night?
Well, I'm doing... I'm going to go to your party, and then after that, I'm going to Cabaret Me
on Thursday.
Yeah.
So you're doing Cabaret Me on Thursday. We're doing it Friday because we have that party on Thursday.
Yeah.
Now, you're really anxious to meet Sutton. She's supposed to be at the party, so...
I'm going to dress as her horse, Santos, just so she loves me. Hey!
And then are you liking Real Housewives of Salt Lake City?
I love it.
Me too.
I love it, too. It's truly on another... It's like the Twilight Zone, but it works so well. I can't wait for it to be back on this week.
Heather Gay is back for me. Like, she really lost me last year, but this year I'm like, I'm a Heather Gay.
Was it the peen in the Sprinter van that did it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Heather Gay.
Well, I also think she was kind of a full of herself last season, remember? Well,
I think that girls trip knocked her down a notch.
Well, she got mixed in with the Jen Shah stuff and then the black eye. She never told us what that actually was all about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's working her way back in.
So then what are you doing tonight? Are you going out? Are you going to the carnival?
I'm going to a friend's to watch a scary movie and have food.
What scary movie are you watching tonight, Zach?
Probably Trick or Treat. Have you guys seen this?
No,
it's not new. Okay. It's an anthology horror. So it's like five different stories. But like Anna Paquin's in it. Like people are in it. It's good.
There's actors.
Why are you looking? You dropped your pen or something?
But also like Anna Paquin. Like,
oh,
okay.
She means nothing to you. Well, I was just trying to give it like some.
Was she
some...
in True Blood?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked her in True Blood.
Okay.
Yes. I watched True Blood.
Do you want to apologize to Anna real quick?
I didn't say anything bad.
Okay. Anna is a chump. She comes to your show.
I know. So, yeah. She's the drunkest of the white women. No.
Oh, Anna's there.
No. But yeah, Trick or Treat probably.
And are there any other horror movies like that are new on Netflix or anything that you would recommend? Because I don't want to watch old shit.
Well, I tried to pitch this one to you, but it's in Spanish.
Hablo español.
But it's scary movies. You would be shocked by how little dialogue is in most scary movies. Because it's just like, yeah, that's the monster. Yeah, don't get killed. Like, you're good.
I do want to talk about that, actually.
Talk about what?
About
Spanish?
No, I was not Spanish. About horror movies. And,
oh my God, let's talk.
Because I feel like you're someone that would survive a horror movie because you've seen so many of them and you know what to do and what not to do.
For sure. Although I'm slutty, and usually the slutty person dies like second.
Sluts start having sex and they
get
murdered.
Oh, you're right. You get
the
really
final
horny.
Girl.
You go to a bathhouse. It's a stranger and somebody kills you. You're right. You're going to die.
If I had a nickel for every time I've nearly been killed in a bathhouse.
So it's, you're right. You will not survive.
Probably not, but I'd have a really fun death, I think.
I think you'd probably put up a fight.
Yes, exactly. And most importantly, people would be very sad to see me go.
Yeah.
They would.
He taught us something about living and is dying.
Like if the chumps were in a horror movie, for example, I think people might. I think, first of all, Lauren Lake, unfortunately, because she probably would die. Because usually the black character
black
gets killed.
Dies
but
very
she's
early.
She is going to put up the biggest fight.
Oh my God.
She's also the smartest chump, so I don't know.
Doesn't matter. It's not always the smartest that survives.
Right. That's true.
Well, who would be the number one? Who would survive the whole movie?
I honestly think Carney Wilson would.
That's a good point.
I think she would. Everybody loves her.
I met her for the first time today. She was amazing. She like got into a full conversation with me.
Oh, she's
I
wonderful.
Feel like she's Carney Wilson would survive.
And then at the end, they can play Hold On for One More Day.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Or she's singing. No, the killer's trying to kill her, and she starts singing, and the killer even backs off because it's so moved.
Wow. Do you think Amanda McCants would be more like the Denise Richards?
She'd be the
where
opening
she gets killed
scene,
in her
girl.
Bikini.
Yeah, she'd be opening
She's in the
scene.
Jacuzzi.
Yep.
She gets killed in the jacuzzi.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about the movie Valentine?
Yes.
Yes.
I love that movie.
It's good. It's fun.
I think I went to the premiere of that.
Stop.
Like a million years ago.
Yeah, it came out a million years ago, BC.
I was thinking certain chumps probably when they got killed, the audience would scream, yeah. Patty Stanger. Jill Zarin. Andrew Freund.
Oh.
Killa, what are you doing?
He didn't even make the cut.
Right? Where people would be like, they'd be happy they got killed.
Jill Zarin, why are you killing me?
Kelly's death would be hilarious. Like that, like the people would be screaming at the screen.
Oh, if Kelly Dodd got killed.
Uh-huh.
You think?
Yeah.
I feel like she'd put up a good fight. She could be in a bikini, too.
Oh,
with
for
Amanda.
Sure.
With Amanda.
I want to watch it now.
And it's one of those, and it's got to be stupid. Like Kelly's like, I'm going to go grab something to drink. I'll be right back.
Yes.
And then you know she gets killed in the kitchen.
Wait, more importantly, who's our killer?
Oh, I already thought about that.
Alyssa?
Is it Jeff?
No. It's always Jameson. The person you trust the most. Nope.
Oscar.
It's Doug.
Oh. It is Doug.
Because you don't expect, like, he's like the really sweet. Everybody likes Doug.
Yeah.
But like when you're hooking up, Doug's out there alone watching TV, Golden Girls reruns. Do you know what I mean? Like you kind of feel sorry for him. Everybody loves
like,
him,
he's so nice.
But he's always left out.
He has kind eyes.
But he's the killer.
Wow.
Because what happens is like, yeah, he's friends with all of us, but he has resentment.
Mm.
And it's been building since he was like 7 years old. when people used to bully him in kindergarten.
You see a flashback in the movie of him getting bullied.
Yep. Mm. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Wait, but how do we keep you in this? Are you the main girl? Are you the final girl besides
Barney? I think I'm going to get killed. I'm kind of one of those douchebags that people are
happy. A douchebag,
and
I know.
People are happy that I
He's like the high
They're happy when I get killed.
The high school jock. What are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm the bully.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to have one of the worst, most painful, gruesome deaths. Like they're going to cut off my ball, whatever. It's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to get decapitated. That's too good for you.
The balls thing is exciting. That's cutting out
How
the balls.
Would you like to see me die, Oscar? Because I know you've thought about it.
Wow. I would not want to see you die,
You're
Jeff.
So
what?
Full of shit. Okay, Jameson, I know.
Run over, but then back up, you know? But
like, it's a big truck. It's big truck.
He's thought Heavy. About it.
Yeah, run
no,
over.
No, not a big truck. Like a medium-sized truck.
By the way,
so he stays
he
alive.
F-150.
He didn't even hesitate.
I know, you
he
didn't run even over.
He didn't even think about it.
No, it was. And then it backs up. He was mid-sentence when the mic went on. Yeah.
Actually, that would be good if I got hit by a car.
A Range Rover.
Hold on. Yeah. But then I'm still alive, and I'm like crawling to the side of the road. But you run over. I mean, I'm assuming Doug runs over me again.
I like the idea of it being a garbage truck, so it just keeps running over back and forth, and then the very final scene, it
Scoops
dumps
him.
The load all over you, the trash load.
Your final load.
He's given a lot of thought.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It just popped into my head.
Uh-huh. Fucking Disney head.
Have you noticed, like, in a horror movie, whenever they're watching a horror movie in a horror movie, they're dead.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So we cannot watch a horror movie in the horror movie.
Yeah.
I also am never going to put my weapon down. That's just fucking stupid. Because they never die the first time.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know
every single
time.
I'm taking out organs. I'm cutting off the head. I'm stomping until he's
I'm burning
pulp.
It.
Yes.
But also leave town. These people stay in the town. Like,
yes,
move
you're right.
somewhere completely different.
Yes. You're right. It was like Friday the 13th part whatever with Kyle Richards, and they knew he Jason
was
no, it was
Halloween.
Michael was back.
Michael Myers.
Michael was back in town. Why are we all waiting?
Leave!
Yes.
You get the fuck out of here!
You know how many places there are to live in America? Like, you do not need to stay in that town.
I'm not
or
staying.
That house. Go, don't.
Every Halloween, I am leaving Haddonfield.
Yes! Haddonfield,
this
great
is not
goal.
A good town.
I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Zach's stand-up.
Yes!
He needs audience participation, and I
so
need
so bad.
But that's how, you're right. They need to leave town.
That's how I always felt with Murder, She Wrote. I was like, she's the problem.
There's
people
way too many
getting murdered around her. She's the common denominator.
Yeah. I would wear comfortable shoes that I could run in.
For sure.
I'm not wearing boots.
For sure.
I mean, these girls, they're trying to run, like, they have heels, and it's like, take your fucking shoes off.
Yeah, there's a lot of really classic mistakes made in every horror film. The going up the stairs thing.
We're never splitting up.
No.
I'm going to go check over here, Zach. I'll meet you back over here. We're not splitting up.
Insane.
Would you use your friend as a body shield if you were with your friend if a killer was coming after you?
I would use Megan, Heather McDonald, Brandy Julie, Jen Green, Stu. There's a lot of people I would use as a shield.
You've got a lot of fucking layers to get by.
Let's see what else. Oh, if the house is haunted, I'm moving.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Soon as the furniture moves, I'm out.
Wait, have you ever felt a haunted house in your job? Like, have you ever...
Yeah, you've owned
Do you believe in ghosts?
Houses.
I believe in ghosts.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a ghost experience?
I didn't figure it out till afterwards, but I had a house that was, I think, kind of spooked. But once I moved out, and I literally took the whole roof off the house, and I remodeled it. Once I did the major remodel, it was felt different when I got back into the house. And I also removed all the landscaping. So there was, like, really kind of nothing left of the house. And then when I came back, it felt different.
Huh.
But there was something. And by the way, I had the psychic out because I was like, I always wake up every morning at 3 a.m. and I get nervous. And I used to live alone in this big house. And I would walk the house and lock all the doors and windows. I would just get this weird, unsettling feeling. When I moved back in the house, I did not. But when I had a psychic there, she said there was this. She wasn't even in the house. I saw the psychic outside of the house. She never saw the house. She goes, do you have this, like, long, dark hallway? And there was on the first floor. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I see about six spirits lined up in that hallway. I'm like, oh, God.
They're all ass up.
They need to pay rent. Yeah.
Why do you have to go there? They're six gay, horny spirits.
I was just trying to make it movie. Nice. Like, wouldn't that be fun?
You're like, do you like my sweatshirt?
I'm staying out of the basement.
Oh, my God.
In a
God.
Horror movie.
Staying out of the woods, staying out of cabins.
Yeah, basements, and people, the killers will always push you down the basement.
Yes.
And there's always something you land on that's like a nail.
Oh, for sure.
Here's the other thing, Ryan. We're going up to our one of a chump's cabins, right?
Mm.
I am A, locking my fucking car, and B, I'm turning the alarm on. So if someone tries to screw with it, we're going to know. We're going to know if they try to open the hood,
okay.
If they try to pop the tire,
okay.
The alarm's going to go off. And by the way, I'm taking a good car, a reliable car, that I know is going to start. I'm not taking Jameson's car. Because I want to get out safely.
I don't know what happened, guys. I got in my car. I couldn't get away.
He's like,
because
I need
the killer outran you.
But they can always do your tires. They can slash your tires.
I think the alarm would go off, don't you think?
I don't know if there's a tire alarm.
Oh, I don't know.
We're getting one for the movie.
I don't know. But also, I think that has like the thing where like it fills it back up if there's a puncture.
I'm driving on the rims.
And don't go to a place that doesn't have cell phone service. That's always a good clue that you're going to get killed.
Or always have your cell phone.
Yeah, but make sure there's service because you go so deep into the woods in these films that there's no connection.
You're right.
I will say horror movies lost a lot of steam when cell phones became so regular and like everyone had them at all times.
Yeah, there's no reason you should be killed once you have a cell phone.
But in Los Angeles, it doesn't matter if you call 911. They're not coming for 55 minutes.
Yeah.
You're dead.
On a good day, yeah.
You're dead. So it doesn't even really matter.
Mm-mm.
Happy
Just
Halloween.
Accept your fate.
Have you come up with a name for this movie?
No. Are you thinking of more ways to kill me, by the way?
I was just thinking, like, Jeff Lewis is dead. I don't know. Something like
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Yeah.
You know what else?
The Chump Dump. What?
You know you're
That's
dead.
A different movie.
Okay, so if my parents had a brush with, you know, a near-death experience with a killer, they were chased by a killer, they were almost killed by a killer, the torch gets passed.
Yeah.
They're gonna come after me. If my father was the serial killer, I'm still vulnerable.
Classic.
But if your father's a serial killer, you usually inherit that serial killing, and then you become
the killer.
I did
actually. I did. But you're right. If you come from a line of victims, you yourself are going to be a victim.
Of course.
Yeah,
he's
Nightmare
the killer
on Elm Street. Freddy Krueger, it was the parents that had the issue. And then the parents didn't do the service to the kids to tell them at a young age.
They're like, just
that this guy might
about
your dreams. Yeah.
I'm also thinking if Doug goes to kill the final person and then all of a sudden Doug gets stabbed and we turn around and it's Doug's mother who knew the whole time that her son had the propensity to kill. And finally,
that's like
a
Friday 13th thing.
Mrs. Button,
didn't Jason Voorhees' mom?
She's the original killer.
Spoiler alert, you guys.
How did
I know? Spoiler alert. You had 41 years to watch the movie.
If you haven't seen it by
now, you'll get angry emails.
We do get, spoiler alert.
Alyssa suggested for the movie title The Final Load, which I do think is a good title.
Mm. Where does load come in?
Because no, because they're going to back. Remember, they're going to truck. They want me to be hit by a trash truck.
Yeah.
That would be my karma, considering how many problems I've had with my trash man.
He's out there. He's honking. You go
he's
out there to move the thing.
Such an asshole.
Really?
But you don't realize it's Doug in the car.
But
you
it's always
it's
me.
The guy.
I think
you go out to move the can and he runs you over because he's out there honking. Oof.
Here's the problem.
Okay.
I've enabled this behavior, right? So he pulls in front of my house and he fucking honks because he knows I'm going to come out. So now no one else comes out of their house. So now he honks at me when my cans are too close together or they're turned wrong or they're on the curb instead of on the street.
Oh,
he's an asshole and he has targeted me. So honestly, maybe he's the killer.
But Doug took the truck.
Garbage man's in the back.
And the garbage man would be.
So we think it's the garbage man, but Doug took the truck.
Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
He's the red herring for sure. Yeah. He's like the obvious killer. And then, of course, he gets killed.
How are you guys going to look at Doug in the same way ever again?
Well, that's how we see him already.
Oh, yeah. We've already. Ever since the whole shed. You know about the shed, Ryan.
Yeah.
Something's already a little suspect anyway.
It's sus.
And I worry about him answering the doors to trick or treaters tonight.
I don't think he is.
I mean, I hope the neighbors are going to keep an eye.
On the shed.
He's one of the houses you don't go to. The parents have to check the candy immediately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When they go home, they're like, now, we're going to check the candy now.
That is a trick.
If we were trick-or-treating, I'd be like, we're going to skip this house, Monroe. Absolutely.
Oh my God, Doug's the sweetest.
This is his
on
favorite
earth.
Time of year.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Home isn't just a place. It's a state of mind, like curling up in a comfy chair as you watch the world go by.
Good afternoon.
Which is why at Delta, our people do our best to make you feel at home long before you get there. Delta, keep climbing.
And then Oscar, your job is secure, it is safe, you can say, how would you like to kill me?
Okay, so this is just a thought for the movie.
No pause, no pause.
So let's just say at the beginning you go missing, and then when all the killings happen, everybody thinks it's you, mm-hmm. and then at the end, your lips are wired shut by Doug.
Whoa.
And then he kills you in front of everybody and then kills everybody.
That's so specific.
The lips wired shut is
I like that.
Pretty
It'd be
fucked
fun
up.
To wire the lips shut, but then electrocute them.
Damn.
What?
Jameson.
Just adding on.
He didn't say your job was safe. Jeez.
Now, Alyssa did come over here. I think she did have...
Oh, she had ideas.
There was a list.
She had a book with her.
Yeah.
Her diary. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Now, I'm dressing as Chucky from Child's Play tonight.
Fun.
I'm taking my daughter trick-or-treating in Valley Village. Now, Monroe is Barbie today, but then we have two other costumes to choose from for tonight.
Alyssa's here to give her.
Oh, Alyssa, hi. I know that you want to join in. How would you kill me in the horror movie? I know you've thought about it.
It would be slow and painful.
I know.
But I'm going to take away all your cosmetic procedures.
Oh.
So it's like this beauty saw.
Rip the ass out?
Yeah.
What?
No Botox.
No.
Your veneers? Out.
You? Oh, my God.
I'm going to pluck them out myself.
I spent so much money on them, and it took me days. You're just going to take, like,
threads
a wrench.
Out.
You're going to cut my threads.
Yeah. Hair? Out.
I'll be unrecognizable.
You're going to be so fucking fat.
Oh, shit.
Whoa.
Okay. So you're going to feed me. You're going to feed me.
Yeah.
Breastfeed me.
Carl's baby. Yeah.
You're
going to
look like Barbarian.
I love how everyone's thought about this.
No, but I love you so much. Happy Halloween.
By the way, Snickers, they will send cases and cases of Snickers here to SiriusXM. Can I get some for trick-or-treaters tonight?
Probably a little late notice at this point.
Wait, do they? I mean, full-size candy bars?
What? Yeah.
That's the dream as a trick-or-treater, to get a full-size candy bar on Halloween.
Just ask your friend at the front desk with the pretty eyelashes.
You're an asshole. I'd rather just try to look for it myself than ask her. I think that we should hit craft service over here. And we should get things. Since I don't have anything for trick-or-treaters.
Here's some coconut water, kids.
Yeah, here's some Gardetto.
Bevy. Kids, I'm telling you, you're going to love the Bevy.
You it's gotta... just Ziploc bags of different flavored water.
Carbonated water.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
I would be so happy. But we could take a bunch of Doritos, Cheetos, all those kind of things.
Oh, just take the snack
Can
box.
You give out, like, bags of snacks?
Anything that's packaged.
Give
snacks.
Out crypto. Hold on to this. Hold on to this. It's,
What about SiriusXM subscriptions?
Oh, like
kids love that.
Podcast links. Yeah. It all comes with a QR code to the podcast.
So here's the problem with the Chucky costume. So it's a jumpsuit, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's like jumpsuit overalls. I got to, Spirit, the pop-up. We were talking about the costume store, Spirit on La Brea. It's a pop-up.
Yeah.
By the time I got there on Sunday with Monroe.
Picked through.
Yep. It was just slim pickings. So I had to get the Chucky jumpsuit, but it's a medium. And I'm really a large.
Yeah, you are.
So I've got, yeah.
Did you pre-try? Did you try it on since you've gotten it? Or are you waiting
for tonight?
I tried
it on this morning.
There's
it was not
no
pretty.
Way you
it
would
is going
fit into a medium.
Completely up my ass. And it's just, you just see the outline of everything in the front. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a red sweater and wrap it around my waist.
Yeah, a hoodie.
I have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if you just cut
like
it into two?
I also
cut the sock, like cut the pants off. Can you do that and just wear the top half?
Wait, just go naked on the bottom?
You need the whole jumpsuit. And then I'm going to do white tennis shoes and the wig. But here's the problem, Ryan. I'm getting a spray tan at 12, right? For BravoCon.
Just like Chucky. Just like Chucky. Just like Chucky.
Not tan.
That was what the second movie was about.
I'm getting a spray tan, so I don't want to do any makeup because I don't want my spray tan to come off before BravoCon.
That's a good way for
you. So it's a quandary.
That's a good way for you to die. It's a spray tan, but it's filled with acid.
What?
In the little tent in the room.
I know. He's like, he's gone beyond.
So somebody takes the formula, puts acid in. Poor Jen comes, she sprays me, and my skin just burns off.
Well, I think for the movie, though, you would be in one of those boxes where it like locks.
Oh, like
and
Saw?
Then,
like in Saw?
I can't get out.
And and you're like, no!
And it's spraying. Yeah, that's a good, painful way to go. Totally.
Jameson is going to keep having ideas like deep into November.
You're right.
Like, Jeff, another one. Real quick for next Halloween. This would be a great
turkey.
One. Yeah.
He's going to be speaking at your funeral. Like, this is not how I saw it happening. And I thought of a lot of different ways.
Old
he
age,
died of
boring.
Natural causes. Everyone would be so disappointed. All those people at my funeral would be so... Because, by the way, the only reason they'd be there is to make sure I was dead.
Like, can we nail the coffin shut right now?
There'd be a lot of people there just to make sure to confirm.
Oh, that's so funny.
Okay, so back to the jumpsuit. I am going to wear a red wig.
Yeah, you don't want like that moose knuckle hanging out with all those kids.
What?
No, I'm gonna.
Yeah, red wig on his head.
We've already covered that. Okay, I'm gonna put a sweatshirt around.
Good.
Okay, we've covered that.
But it's gonna be up your ass around all those children.
Do you have to explain? Wait, do you have to explain to your daughter who Chucky is?
Oh, she knows.
Oh, she already knows because I accidentally left it on, and she had this was a few years ago, and she had some nightmares.
Yeah,
I remember.
Chucky killed somebody with a dishwasher. And I didn't realize that she saw it because I was watching it. Grandpa and I were watching it. And then it was like the Child's Play, but it was the TV series.
Oh.
And I want to say it's the first season where Chucky kills someone with a dishwasher.
How does he do it?
And now she won't do the dishes.
She's scared of China for the rest of her life. Yeah.
So she did see that. So she knows who Chucky is.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about, though, very simple scar. Maybe have Debbie do just a very simple scar that I could take it off without removing my spray tan.
But then I would hate for you to have, like,
the tan.
The
line.
Tan would come off when you took off the scar, and then you'd have a pale scar. You'd look like you had a real scar.
What about a little prosthetic, like, stick on? You know, you can't do that?
I'm afraid it'll peel the tan off.
Well, good thing, because I was reading this morning. There is a woman. Her name is Felita Swift.
Beautiful.
And
shout out, Felita.
She's an activist. She runs a charity that supports people with facial differences. She herself, when she was 22, she was in a car wreck, and so she has now a big scar on her face. So she was saying that it's insensitive for us to put, like,
scars
on our face during Halloween. It's insensitive to those with facial differences. Mm-hmm. So I guess my costume is not intended to depict somebody with a disfigurement,
right.
I don't think.
Well, you'll find out.
He's a doll.
Right. But yeah, she's very upset about this.
So you're team Felita by not doing the scar on your face.
I mean, I have five small scars on my back from my, you don't see me crying about it.
Sometimes I do.
Those five scars are from people trying to kill him in the horror movie.
It was attempted murder. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He was thoughts.
Happy Halloween.
About
that? No,
he was stabbed in the L4, L5.
No, so I mean, I think on Halloween, can't Felita just realize that it's just a holiday where people are dressing up? Like, does she get offended at those movies?
Oh, my God.
Her culture's not a costume.
I want to go as Felita.
Stop.
That's
now
what
that
I'm
actually
gonna do.
Might do it. Now that actually
I
could
understand.
Be offensive.
If I went as Felita, I would understand why she'd be upset.
Yeah,
but I'm not going as Felita.
You're going
if
as a
it was
doll.
Her specific injury, if it was Felita's specific injury, that would be offensive. But
right.
if it's Chucky,
I
that's
can't
not...
go as Felita because I'm going to mess up my spray tan.
Yeah.
How did Chucky get the scars? He's a doll.
He's, yeah.
I don't know how Chucky got the scars. Who knows this?
Because I think Chucky
Call
in
Jennifer
the movies.
Tilly.
Sutton was on that as well in the Chucky's. No, I think Chucky was like stabbed and stuff a bunch in the movies, so he continually gets new scars.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah, because there's like six Chucky movies and then the TV show.
Wow.
Well, another downer too is like I called my niece and I was really excited about today. I'm like, hey, what do you want us, you know, to bring anything, whatever? And she's like, Uncle Jeff, can you bring extra candy? I'm like, oh, because we get a lot of trick-or-treaters. And she goes, no, I want to donate the candy. I'm like, don't fucking ruin my holiday with your charity. We're talking about Halloween.
Jeff.
Let me put you in touch with Felita.
I know. Like, what are we talking about here?
Stop.
Now I have to buy all this extra candy to give to people.
So now I have to pilfer more of SiriusXM's candy.
Jesus.
I hope they like Bevy at the charity.
Anyway.
Chucky has got stitched up in child's, he got scars in Child's Play 3, and his girlfriend, later wife, Tiffany, stitched him back up.
Oh, so you can be Chucky from Child's Play 1 and 2 without the scars, and that's still accurate.
Mm, okay.
He has to explain that to everybody door to door. That's just
Can you
lot.
Text Debbie? Because she's going to do Monroe's butterfly makeup. Yeah. I think she should come over at 3:30.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. We're just going to handle that right now.
Yeah.
Because I forget.
Get it handled.
Now, we heard from the Amazon marketing yesterday, and they went over the plan for the billboards that are going to be going up. But as you know, we had a little bit of an issue last year because I love Nadia. She's very good at her job. But she put two billboards at street level. And I said, they're going to fucking tag me. They're going to tag me. They do it all the time. You cannot put it at street level. So they put them up. And they lasted about 5 days, and then they had to take them down because of all the dicks in my mouth.
Sorry.
Did they catch Jameson?
Apologies.
So they've learned their lesson this year, and she said that everything is like intentionally ridiculously high so people can't tag them. Because I knew it was going to be a waste of money because they pay for like 2 or 3 weeks, but if once there's like, you know, more than 3 dicks, you have to take it down.
That's the rule.
That's an old Hollywood 3 dick. 2 dicks.
Gotta take it down.
Yeah.
So there will be one in Vegas. I think it's up now.
It's up already. Look.
Oh my God.
It's across from Caesars.
Oh my God.
So this and the Sphere. That's
they
amazing.
Can't tag that. It's too high up.
I don't think you could. You'd have to be really.
It would be insane if you get there and it has been tagged. Like, somebody's done.
But digitally I don't see tagged. How they could get up there. But I mean, these chumps, they find a way.
They do.
They scale shit.
This they're is her
I'm telling you, they're criminals.
Yeah, I promise you that.
I think
right.
there's one on going to be Robertson, Sunset, La Cienega. I mean, they're putting them everywhere.
That's
But
that's
they need
insane.
To be. They need to be like 6 stories high, at least.
Cut to the Goodyear blimp with an ad of Jeff, but there's still a dick
at the space station.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the SiriusXM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Did you hear that? That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. And that's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Order now at Acura.com.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.